Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 30th of March, recording at 5, looks like 42 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Stock markets are strong, certainly helped by that push by the Nikkei into new high ground, for the new recovery high ground, I should say. And elsewhere, government bonds in free fall. U.S. dollar weaker in here today. I should have added that to the interesting charts. But have a look. It's definitely worth noting. And in precious metals, real strength here. And also industrial metals, terrific strength as well. But the biggest gains in the precious metals, energy, steady. Okay, folks, let's go back to the stock market cycle. M&A activity rules here in the short term. Remember, that's a bit of a contrary indicator as far as the outlook further down the road is concerned. It's always heaviest at the top of a market rally, never at the beginning. So I doubt that we're on some sort of launch pad in here, but it's still an opportunity to play those sectors that are in performance. And I think what's quite interesting here as far as the global stock market cycle is concerned is that the correction, other than in very speculative areas such as the Middle Eastern markets, among the biggest corrections that we saw were in the mining sector. Now, they had done spectacularly in the two previous years and more, and a lot of people had been putting out sell recommendations saying metal prices were too high, mining shares were too high. I disagreed quite strongly. More importantly, so did Donald Cox. And you know what happened. We saw pullbacks of 15% to 20%, sometimes more. Number of gold shares, I don't own many of those, but they pulled back very, very sharply. But even the class stuff like BHP, Billiton, and Rio Tinto experienced corrections. Now, they've all rallied right back up and are challenging the highs or actually breaking up out of those patterns. And the metals are absolutely, as I've already said, the metal prices are absolutely rampant in here. So really, as far as those mining companies are concerned, they've just completed a correction. I think an awful lot of people got out. And as long as this stock market cycle is not unraveling, they can lead further into new high ground here. I'm awfully glad I'm still holding all of those core positions. Not that I ever seriously considered selling any of them. Elsewhere, again, we do have to be careful. Wall Street in here today, for instance, benefited initially from the gains that we had seen in other stock markets, not surprisingly, and then reacted very sharply. Well, it's recovering now as I speak. What I would least want to see in here myself, I would happily suffer a bit further red ink in the small short positions that I have in the S&P and the NASDAQ, and I really probably should cover those because they're premature. But the transition from uptrend heavy M&A activity to a weaker environment could be sharp, as I've mentioned before, which is one reason why I had held those positions. But another script that we could see here is we just get, as I've mentioned before, is that we just get a ranging phase where stock markets underperform other assets. That would be the most optimistic scenario, and I wouldn't bank on that at all in here. But meanwhile, what I fear most, if anything's going to wake me up in the night, it would be fear that Wall Street would suddenly tank, and that I would then see a cascade effect, which would drag down these metals, which are performing so brilliantly in here right now, as there was a general flight to cash. But certainly in the areas that I'm in, and I hope a number of you people are in these areas, there's money to be made, and quite rapidly in here. So I'm holding all my core investment positions, and I actually took out a speculative long in the JP Morgan Fleming, it's no longer Fleming, JP Morgan Indian Investment Trust, just because I'd noticed that it had gone from a premium of about 3.5% down to a discount of 5% to net asset value. Now, the Indian market has been pushing ahead rapidly, a little bit too rapidly, I suspect. But the JII has lagged in here. And that's something, as you know, I'm just not going to sell. That's my biggest position overall in my investment portfolio. But I thought, as long as markets don't come off the boil too soon, we could see the JII get a bit of a catch-up move in here. So therefore, I was adding it only on the speculation that we might see that occur, a little bit of a catch-up move. Okay, else I would not buy it in my investment portfolio at this stage unless I was willing to look beyond the valley of the next medium-term correction, when I will buy more JII in my investment portfolio is when we have seen a clear correction. Okay, moving on to the government bonds. Oh, and I want to talk a little bit more about Japan. We've got that Nikkei pushing up to a new recovery high, but there's no confirmation there. Now, I don't want to rationalize the Nikkei's move, but there are big question marks because the banks aren't doing well enough, and although Topix is pretty steady, if Topix pushes through to a new high tomorrow or anytime soon, then that would lend some support. But we don't yet see that, so that makes the Nikkei signal less bullish than it might otherwise have been. Previously, as you know, we always had the second section running up and leading the way, and the banking sector was stronger than it has been recently. Okay, these government bonds, these are really sliding here now. In the very short term, quite possibly that is pulling money away from bonds and into stock markets. You've heard me mention that possibility many times before over the years and decades even, but it is going to cause problems eventually, because the higher the rising long-term interest rates, and they're not rising all that fast, and certainly if they continue to move up, that will cause problems. Now, a lot of people are saying what a great buy they're going to be when 10-year yields in the U.S. and Europe get to 5%. Well, I don't think that'll be a great buy, although we could see some buying, could see a technical rally from that level, particularly if they get there quickly. And I might cover some of my shorts on that basis. But I just think people have really underestimated the risk to these government bond markets. It's more of a long-term risk, but certainly we're seeing a selling squall, and all this does is to just, I think, add credibility to my overall hypothesis that the secular bull market in government bonds ended back in June 2003, and that everything else has been a predictably lengthy top formation extension. And therefore, I'm only interested in shorting government bonds, and that's what I have now, and I'm delighted for the profits. Precious metals, this is really, really impressive. I mean, gold's just rocketing. I had an email from somebody saying, I must feel dreadful or whatever. Well, no, I'm bemused to see silver, because that has been such a big portion of my speculative metals portfolio for the last 3 years or more. And I'm not there right now, but there's no weeping in this corner, because I've been leveraging up on gold in here and will continue to do so as long as it's performing. As I said in comment of the day, the risk for me, and gold's up another $10 here right now, the interestingly just says that when Wall Street tumbled, gold went from a $12.5 gain down to an $8 gain. So again, you can see why if anything's going to wake me up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat, it's going to be the thought of Wall Street unraveling and causing a cascade effect as investors flee to cash. But gold up now $10 in here as I speak. The risk for me in this current strategy, I'm buying on strength and not until I have in the money stops on recent positions, and since I've only recently started building this current gold position, any volatility in here would shake me out of some of those positions. But sometimes you get lucky in that markets just break out and run, and I think there is one heck of a lot of pent-up demand for gold, and we've seen how silver has broken up and run. So if that happens, then I will exploit the move by moving up my stops and continuing to add to the position until it looks well and truly overextended, or I just get shaken out by the stops, by a reaction that triggers the stops, rather. Okay, dollar. Did I mention that? Dollar is weak in here today. I maintain that the U.S. dollar is a sell on rallies against the other reserve currencies. I'm talking mainly here about the euro and the yen. I'm in no hurry to actually do that here. I'd rather play the dollar weakness in other markets, and have been doing so, mainly, say, the precious metals as an obvious example, although I do have a short position against the Swiss franc. I might have a look at the Kiwi and Aussie dollars tomorrow. That's a dangerous game because they've got all that overhead, and the governments in those countries wanted their currencies weaker and have succeeded in getting them weaker, but I wonder if those declines against the dollar are getting a bit overextended. So, what else to mention? Copper in here, really, really strong. Up $4 as I speak here again today, just continuing to hit new highs. I might add to that position again, moving the stop up on the additional holdings, hoping to get lucky in terms of some just a persistent uptrend and perhaps even some upside acceleration. Oil, another headwind for the markets here. We saw profit taking earlier in the day, but right now, at this very second, crude oil is trading at $66.95. So, you know, that's within sight of the Katrina highs, and people have been talking about $40, $50 a barrel oil, haven't they? Well, not at Fuller Money, except to mention the fact that we disagree. Oil's in a secular bull market, and I expected that secular bull market to be extended this year. Although in secular bull markets like this, most of the surprises are on the upside, and even I'm surprised with the strength with which these metals are moving, and the strength that we're seeing with crude oil at the moment. And I hope I get surprised with the strength that I see in natural gas. It is up again today, currently $7.50 for the May contract. That's it, folks. I'm out of here early due to commitments, and all the best.